It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
On November the 19th, 1863, two men were speakers at the dedication of a soldier's cemetery on a famous battlefield in Pennsylvania. One of the men who was to speak was the main speaker for the day, and the other had only a few words to say. The man who spoke first, the featured speaker, spoke for a full 2 hours. The other gentleman said what he had to say in 3 minutes and used only 219 words to say it. 2 years later, both of these men were dead. The featured speaker died as a result of natural causes. The man who had only a few words to say died as a result of an assassin's bullet. Very few people have ever heard any part of the featured speaker's address, yet nearly every school child in America has learned by heart the words of the second speaker. I guess as one looks back at the thing, that how much one says isn't all that important. Now, you preachers and politicians, you need to take note of what I'm saying. One is left with the firm impression that what matters most is what one says. In other words, it isn't quantity that counts in the long haul, but quality. And this principle could be applied not only to speeches, but more specifically to lives. Take the example of the life of Frederick William Robinson. Hardly a person there is who has studied at the job of being a minister who has not only heard of this man, but also studied his writings. He was the pastor of Holy Trinity Church in Brighton, England. He regularly preached to larger crowds than most preachers do today. His sermons have been preserved and printed, yet he died when he was only 37 years old. Or consider Nathan Hale. He was a school teacher prior to the Revolutionary War. Entering the service, he was commissioned a captain. He volunteered for spy duty behind the lines of the enemy, knowing the penalty should he be captured. He was captured and was hanged the next day. The enemy refused his request for a Bible and the services of a minister. Yet he died only after saying that he regretted that he had only one life to give for his country. He was dead at the age of 21. There was another who lived only a short time. He was a carpenter until he was about 30, and then turned to preaching. His ministry was extremely short, covering a period of approximately 3 years. He enjoyed moments of popularity and acceptance as a minister, and a pastor, and a preacher, but was eventually rejected and put to death as a criminal and enemy of the state. His name was Jesus of Nazareth. He died at the age of 33. The two men who spoke at Gettysburg that day in 1863 were Edward Everett and Abraham Lincoln. I don't have to tell you which man's speech is remembered, because most of us know the Gettysburg Address.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.